نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected elders, brothers in Islam, firstly, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us life to witness another day of Jumu'ah. There were many who were with us last Jumu'ah, many who were with us last year, and they are no longer here with us today. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us life, and every morning is a new chance, is a new opportunity. That is why we are taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when we get up in the morning, then the dua we read immediately, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. That all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who has given us life after giving us a temporary death. When we are asleep, we are in a form of death. So when we wake up in the morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has given us life after a temporary form of death. Wa ilayhi nushur. And then we are taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to read this wa ilayhi nushur, that we will be resurrected, we will be gathered back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as soon as I open my eyes in the morning, I have to understand and realize that this life that I have been given is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similarly, everything else that I am enjoying, or every other difficulty that I may be going through, all this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all this is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ilayhi nushur, and immediately I have to realize that I am going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this day might be my last day. Wa ilayhi nushur, now my efforts that I make have to be such that when I go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be for me rather than being against me. So this is a mindset that we start every day with, that even if I have to go to my job, I have to go to my business, I have to carry out certain tasks, whatever it may be, that's of need, because we are living in this world, then however I am doing it, whenever I am doing it, I have to be conscious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. I have to do it in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person goes out to earn his livelihood, but he does it according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this, even though outwardly is dunya, but in reality it will be an effort for his akhirah. So my respected brothers, respected elders, this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we have to have immediately from the time we wake up in the morning. And this is taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from his dua. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this day of Jumu'ah. And this day of Jumu'ah is the best day of the week. And we are encouraged by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we should increase our recitation of durood, salawat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this day of Jumu'ah. And together with that, how we can make an effort to recite Suratul Kaf. And a person who recites Suratul Kaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates a special nur for him from this Jumu'ah to the next Jumu'ah. And a person who memorizes the first 10 verses of Suratul Kaf and the last 10 verses of Suratul Kaf, then this person will be protected from the fitnas of Dajjal. As we are getting closer and closer to Qiyamah, then the fitnas, the trials, the difficulties, the attacks on our deen, the attacks on our iman are increasing more and more. Every day we're waking up and we are faced with a new fitna, with a new challenge, with a new test to preserve our iman. So a person who makes an effort to by heart the first 10 and the last 10 verses of Suratul Kaf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that this will be a means of protecting ourselves from Dajjal. And then a person who recites durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there are many, many favors, many, many virtues mentioned for durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is that person who recites one time durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 mercies on this person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives 10 of his sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises his rank and his status and his daraja in the akhirah by tenfold. Just for one durood, for one saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how simple it is, but how much of reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person. And similarly, my respected brothers, a great favor that we can do to our parents, in particular our fathers, is by reciting durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how is this? That when a person recites durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then an angel, if a person is not there in Medina Munawwara, and a person is recites durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then my respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints an angel that take this gift of durood, of salawat to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when it reaches Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this angel says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that a certain person, the son of so and so, salawat for you. So my respected brothers, one durood can be a means, well definitely it is a means of our name and the names of our fathers being mentioned in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us opportunities to turn back to Him. All the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us opportunities. The month of Ramadan had just passed by, and that was a month full of opportunity for us to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, if due to some weakness from our side, due to some laziness from our side, we did not take that opportunity to maximize and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us another chance, and this is the month of Dhul Hijjah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us in a hadith that the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, there's nothing more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than doing a'malu salihah, carrying out good deeds. A person who keeps fast, one fast in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, obviously the 10th day is the day of Eid, so it is not permissible for a person to fast on that day. But a person who keeps one fast, a person who keeps a fast in these days of Dhul Hijjah, in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward as if he kept fast for entire year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his sins for the previous year, his sins for the future, for the upcoming year. And in the month of Ramadan, a person had to search for Laylatul Qadr. In the last 10 nights of the nights of Ramadan, a person had to search in the odd nights for Laylatul Qadr. And we know from the virtue of Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, that this Laylatul Qadr is not equal to 1,000 months. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months. And in this 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, guaranteed, each night a person makes ibadah, a person will get the reward equivalent to Laylatul Qadr. He doesn't have to search and search. In the last 10 nights of Ramadan, a person has to search for this Laylatul Qadr. But here Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informing us that every night of these nights of Dhul Hijjah, of first 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah, you are going to get the reward of Laylatul Qadr. My respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this another opportunity for us to turn back to Him, for us to get closer to Him, for us to understand and realize that we are all moving towards Akhirah. Whether a person wants to believe it, whether a person doesn't want to believe it, whether a person wants to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or whether the person wants to follow any other religion, whether a person wants to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or whether a person wants to follow some soccer star, some pop star, some movie star, each and every person is heading towards akhirat. My respected elders and brothers, this life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is extremely short. And in the short life that we have to get our link, our ta'alluq, our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there. All the wealth of this world, the things of this world, really it has no value. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us in a hadith that if this world had to be equivalent to the wing of a mosquito. Now let us just understand, ponder, reflect. What is the size of a mosquito? Then what is the size of the wing of a mosquito? And then what is the worth of that wing of the mosquito? A person, if he sees a mosquito in his room or whatever it is, he's trying to kill it. And then when he kills it, he takes as quick as possible, he's trying to clean his hands and get rid of that mess. My respected elders and brothers, this is the reality of dunya. That this dunya, each and every one of us, we are, so to say, chasing it. We are, so to say, making it our objective. But we have to understand and realize that this dunya that we are in, it has no value to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that this entire dunya is cursed. Meaning, this dunya is very, very far away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Except that thing which a person is reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, illa dhikr Allah, except the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those things that are linked to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who is studying deen, a person who is learned, and a person who is learning deen, besides this, everything else is completely cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today a person has dunya, tomorrow is gone to someone else. A person may work for the entire month, end of the month, he gets his salary as he's going home. Allah forbid something happens, and that whole month effort of working, that salary of his is gone. Similarly, like that, a person may work and save and earn, and then he may buy a vehicle. And then, after 1 week, after 1 month, that too Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it away from him. So the things of this dunya, a person should not get attached to it. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talking, reminding us about this qurbani that is coming up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. That even when it comes to our ibadah, this action of sacrificing an animal for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not worried about what kind of meat we are going to get from that animal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not worried about how that meat is going to come packed in the trays. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not worried about whether your meat is coming in the form of processed meat or cold meat, or different types of steaks, all of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not worried about that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the meat is not that which reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather it is that taqwa, that consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similarly in Ramadan, it's the same thing. It's that taqwa that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That we have to get this taqwa, this consciousness, and we have to be, so to say, worried that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us, and how I am going to fare before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this month of Dhul-Hijjah as an excuse to turn back to Him. And like that, this day of Jummah is an excuse to turn back to Him. But the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His slaves, for His servants, for you and I, are there all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in a hadith, a Qudsi, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us in a hadith, That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, so to say, waiting with open arms during the entire day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, so to say, waiting with open arms. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is announcing that, where are those people who made sin and committed sin throughout the night, so that they may turn back to me, so that they may ask my forgiveness, I may forgive them. And similarly, throughout the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, so to say, waiting with open arms for those people who made mistakes, who sinned, who broke the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the day. And in the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making that announcement that, where are those who broke the command of Allah, or where are those sinners who sinned throughout the day, so that they may seek my forgiveness, they may turn back to me, they may come back to me. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any moment for us to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my respected elders and brothers, unfortunately, the last thing we will mention is that in the name of Qurbani, in the name of Deen, in the name of sacrificing animals, unfortunately, there are people who are, so to say, using this as an opportunity to create events that are full of fitna, full of vice. And we, as the Muslim Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to ask ourselves that this qurbani that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is for our taqwa, to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my respected brothers, all these fairs, all these events, all, so to say, in the name of deen, these are actually traps for us. These are actually things that we have to avoid. These are actually things that we, as the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, have to look deep within our hearts and ponder and ask ourselves that, can we picture Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam going for such events? Can we picture the Sahaba radiallahu anhum going for such events? Can we picture the Sahaba radiallahu anhum taking their children to such events, getting their faces painted, etc.? My respected brothers, my respected sisters, we are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are not an ummah of entertainment who has to make an effort, who has to strive to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are an ummah who has to strive to bring the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alive. The cry, the pain of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that how this deen of Allah, the cry wasn't that how we can get entertainment, how we can get enjoyment, so to say, in a pain, and the cry was how this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can come alive. And this has to be our pain, this has to be our cry, the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Day by day, my respected brothers, is getting chopped, is getting changed. We as ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to look back at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to make this our life. We have to make the day of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam our day.